views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to challenge conventional beliefs about what's possible in creating health, wealth, and happiness. You are listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. This hit show is providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. It is time to open and expand your awareness, accelerate your well-being, as Megan shares wisdom, teachings, and experience from a lifelong journey of the heart. Enact the power of radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective. Now, here's Playing on the Edge Radio.
Hello, every beauty. I'm Megan Edge.
And I'm Dr. Pat. And today we are here with a, I gotta say, out of the box, let's rock it up, fabulous, fabulous show. For those of you that don't know much about Megan, or you're just tuning in, we have so many new people. I want to welcome everybody, but I also want to welcome all y'all that have been with me for 15 birthdays. Whoa. Like what? Yeah. So today's show is, as we look at this and we look at what, Megan, you have said yes to in your life, I'm really struck by several things, whether it's what you're doing on the radio show, what you're creating, your classes, the people you work with, whether it is about writing articles, writing blogs. There's one thing that doesn't change. It's about your commitment to being in service of other women. Other people, but of others. And that's what today's show is really about. If I get asked one more time, like one more birthday, when am I going to retire? Or when I'm just like, I say, I'm already like, I'm in a new direction. I don't even know what that means. But today, what we're talking about on this show is on the edge of receiving. Now, on a birthday, It's hard. It's not hard for me anymore, but I got to tell you, it was hard growing up. Let's talk about this idea of happy birthday to you and the tradition of giving, the G word.
The G word. Well, I have something to give to you just as we get started. Ready? It's three cheers and happy birthday to Dr. Pat.
Oh my gosh, my favorite colors too.
Aren't these great? I found them in our gift drawer. We have this drawer in our home where we put little things that are for birthdays and celebrations. So there's half burnt candles in there. There's sparklers, which I thought about using and then realized that might not be the smartest idea on the computer. And then I found our little cheerleading tassels. And they seemed perfect.
So, wow.
Across the airwaves.
I think that this is, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
For those. This is a big conversation for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about this quite a bit as we prepared for this show.
Yeah.
And I'm really clear, for me, I wasn't always the best receiver, even of compliments.
Yeah.
I mean, people would compliment you and you're like,
Yes. Stops you in your tracks, right?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Or it does. Often the response would be to immediately give it back to the other person. Oh, you too. You look fabulous today. And maybe they do. But that might not have been the thought you were thinking in that moment. And so the return compliment may not be as genuine as if it came directly from you. Or you could have the habit of, what's the right word I'm looking for? Like dismissing their compliment. Someone says, Pat, your new hair looks amazing. I love the cut you've got. The color's phenomenal. And you go, what, this old thing? No, yeah. I just rolled out of bed this morning. I didn't do anything with my hair.
Yeah.
Because it's it can be very uncomfortable to be acknowledged and to be seen, which is really what's happening when somebody gives you a compliment. They're seeing you in that moment and they're acknowledging that they're seeing you, and they want you to know the impact that you're having on them by sharing that with you, mm-hmm. which in itself is a beautiful communication. And yet, so often, so many of us, and as you were alluding to childhood, have been brought up with this idea and this experience that compliments are not safe to receive, that mm-hmm. gifts are not safe to receive, because there are strings attached or expectations attached to them.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this today for a lot of reasons. You know, people have asked me for decades, why was it that I don't want to celebrate my birthday? Now, I'm a lot smarter about why I did that when I was in my 20s and 30s. And I shared that with you. Mm-hmm. On my 11th birthday, my stepmom and her neighbor, and people have heard me say this, I don't come from the richest of families, just saying. And it was tough for us to make things really come together for all of us. And so my 11th birthday, on the 11th, was one of these, wow, why are the police handcuffing my stepmom? In the middle of shopping in a store, for me, for my birthday, why are the police here with my mother and her neighbor? Yeah. Well, because my mom and her neighbor were putting things in a bag that they didn't pay for. And I think about that quite often in my life, because if you knew my stepmom, you would know that that's not the woman she was.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we do things out of desperation. I think all of us have done it. But yet, as kids, for me, that was my 11th birthday. And so it took a lot of money in therapy, mm-hmm. right? You know, going through my 30s and 40s to realize that I didn't want to celebrate my birthdays, but I'm a different person. So let's celebrate the heck out
of
today.
Celebrate. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Okay, I won't sing anymore.
Oh, no, that was good. I'm like,
oh, thank you.
Yeah. But let's talk. But look, what was your birthdays like? Let's just step back a little bit and let's share a little bit. You know, how did you grow up?
My birthdays were amazing. My mother loved to celebrate. She was generous to a fault, and I'll get to the fault in a moment. On the surface, she was incredibly generous, and it mattered to her that we knew how much we meant to her by the gifts that she would give us. So my birthday mornings, I would come downstairs and the kitchen table would be covered. There'd be presents, there'd be decorations, there'd be streamers, there'd be my favorite breakfast. And then in the evening, there would be a family dinner and I would have my favorite food. And I felt very, very well celebrated.
Wow.
It wasn't until I was in my teens and my parents had separated and divorced and my mom was on her own and had started heavily drinking, and a lot of her own things around self-worth and value, of course, were coming to the surface for her, that I began to understand that there was an underlying expectation around receiving, which was that we, my brother and I, when we would receive from her, were required and expected to just beam all over her about how fabulous the gift was, how wonderful the gift was, how much we appreciated it and loved it. And her response would be, are you sure? I mean, I can take it back. If you don't like it, you just tell me that you don't like it. So we were in this constant state of having to assure her that we loved her, that she was valuable and worthwhile to us, that she mattered to us, and that we appreciated everything she did for us, to the point where it became exhausting. And I learned that it was better to expect that was going to have to be the case and then prepare for that than to be able to ease into enjoying receiving at that point. So that's where it was generous to a fault.
Yeah. Wow. All of this then does contribute to how we evolve, how we grow, how we become adults, and then how we pass that on. I mean, I'm thinking about myself now, and I look forward to celebrating birthdays of all people. Mm-hmm. I'm still not good with time. I am one of those people that I couldn't tell you from what year to the next how old I am. As a matter of fact, I was at Barb's birthday. My friend Barb had a big 65th birthday here last Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I was on my way to pick Linda up, but I wanted to stop and honor her. And so I just had my new haircut. I do clean up pretty good. And I went out and I was walking by this table of young women, literally young women. And we all go dancing together. We all do that, you know, right? But I walked by and I hadn't been out with my friends in a while. And they stopped me and said, wow, really like your hair. I said, wow, thank you. And I introduced myself because I didn't know them. There's like four people I didn't know in a room full of, I don't know, 80.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, and introduced myself. Here's what I said, yeah, happy birthday to Barbara. And they said, yeah, like Barbara's 65. And, you know, are you friends? Are you? And I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And how old are you? And I'm like, what? What? It's not my birthday. And so what they were saying, but I didn't respond to it, is pretty much that you look pretty good for your age. Basically, right. It boiled down to that. But I could feel every part of it.
Yeah.
However, because you and I are prepared for this show, I didn't go there.
Ah.
I didn't go there. I didn't go to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, honestly, I'm actually older than Barb, so you guys can figure it out. But you see, for me, compliment, question. There's still part of our wounding.
Yeah.
How do you do this now with your children?
Yes, it's something that I've been tried to be so conscious of them not feeling like they have to go out and get me a Christmas gift or they have to get me a birthday gift, that I tell them every day how much I know that they love me, that they demonstrate that through coming up to me in the kitchen and giving me a big hug and telling me they love me every day. Both my girls, these are teenage daughters, and this is still how they relate to me. And I say to them, that is the biggest, best gift that I could ever receive from you, is knowing that we have this friendship and knowing that we can tell each other we love one another. What I have seen with both my daughters, though, is where I say to them, you look beautiful today, and they'll immediately, not every time, but will go into, oh, no, I look awful today, Mom. I've got a zit on my face, or, you know, I didn't sleep well and I've got bags under my eyes. And you just saying that because you're my mom, right? And I have to admit that I have a bit of my own triggering around that. In my previous marriage, I became my husband's ego. I was constantly assuring him that I loved him, that he was lovable, that he was worthy, all of that. And so when I would say to him, I love you, and he'd say, why? I think, what do you mean, why? Why do I have to justify that I love you? Can't you just accept that I love you? Why are you questioning me? So when my daughters go into that same place of self-deprecation and questioning, I have to take a deep breath and remember, that's not my husband, that's my daughter. And she's still learning. But what I want for her, for both my daughters especially, is that they grow up as women with a really strong sense of themselves, their own relationship with their body, their own ability to acknowledge when somebody sees them and offers them that reflection, because really that's what a compliment is. It's a reflection mm-hmm. of the experience that the other person is having of you, and that they can learn by watching me, hopefully I model it okay, to be able to simply say, thank you.
Mm.
That really means a lot to me. Thank you.
And, you know, I actually did do that. You know, I actually did immediately say thank you.
Mm.
Right? And then they went on to the next series of compliments that I wasn't so gracious about. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you know, we're going to be talking about, where does this idea of gift giving come from? Where do we get the notion that thank you is enough when others are handing you the keys to a Mercedes? I don't think I've ever said thank you is enough to that.
I don't think I've ever had anyone have a Mercedes.
I actually did get a car once for a birthday. Honestly, it was a 57 Ford Fairlane or something. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the history of gift giving, that and lots more from Megan Edge. We've got so much planned. What can we learn about being open to receive? What is the energy of that? Energy of that. Stay
radical.
Tuned. Happy radical energy.
Radical.
Stay tuned. Happy birthday to me. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. You know, Benny always plays one of my favorite birthday songs. Maybe he'll pull it up. It's Marilyn Monroe's version. My mom used to love this. It's Marilyn Monroe's version of Happy Birthday to the President.
Yes, the most famous of all.
So breathy.
Best way.
Ooh, baby. Oh, my God.
What about surprises? Do you love surprises, Pat?
I love surprises. But before we go to surprises, Megan, this is we're talking about, for those of you out there, this is a show that I get to do with Megan. And by the way, we have a whole new surprise and announcement about where Playing on the Edge Radio is going in 2019. But before we go there, we have a giveaway. You have been extremely generous, and I love this, because a lot of times people don't know how you work with others. They don't know about your intuitive gifts. They don't know about how you work with people and help understand the direction and the visibility. So tell us how they can find out more about you. But more importantly, what's our giveaway?
Okay, let's start with the giveaway. So one of the ways that I have chosen to give back to my community, to the world, is by creating this beautiful deck of oracle cards. Here's the box set right here, strategically placed, called the Healing Heart Oracle Cards. And these are based on photographs of heart shapes that I found in nature when I was going through a really difficult transition out of my 23-year marriage and looking essentially for a gift from nature, or a gift from spirit, that when I would see the symbol, I would know that I was okay, that I was going to be all right, that the decisions I was making were in my highest good and for those around me, all that beautiful stuff. And what I started to see were these hearts. And what an incredible gift, because the journey of me first seeing these hearts, I've got my goosebumps as I say this, to how they now go out in the world globally, around the world, people are finding these hearts. I get emails all the time, pictures sent to me. Look at the heart I found. I found this heart and I thought of you. All because I accepted the gift of this symbol being meaningful to me. So what I wanted to do for today's giveaway is to offer to our callers a one card reading from the Healing Hearts Oracle Cards deck. So what I would do after the show is to see the name of the person. I would pick a card out of the deck and I would send them. They'd actually receive the card itself. Oops, right side up. With a little interpretation from me of the meaning of this card for them. And it would get sent out in the post. So they would receive a beautiful surprise gift in the mail sometime over the next few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go ahead with the first caller. But I would like to ask, Benny, that, you know, when you go to the phones and get this, and I'm going to certainly watch on social media and Facebook as well for people, just tell Benny, or if you're listening right now and you're watching on Facebook Live, what is the one thing you're grateful about today? You know, this place of giving and receiving. You know, Linda's here with me now. And for me, having my best friend with me today, it is the greatest feeling, right, that I could possibly think about.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is something that I've had to learn to accept. Mm. And so part of today and what you're doing is we're talking about receiving, the importance of it. But I didn't know you were going to do the card thing.
Well, I would like to do the card thing for you.
Oh, so, you, okay. And is this, okay.
Would you be willing to receive? Yeah, right now.
Yeah, do it.
Birthday card. So we're going to be looking at the energy that your heart is bringing to you for the next 12 months. And so what I'm doing is shuffling the cards in my hand as I'm talking to you, and I'm allowing the first card that comes into my heart, into my hands, to be my heart card for you. This is called Ancient Heart.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is. What does that mean?
Love is the primordial universal energy that echoes through time. If you are holding on to past life love patterns, release them now and fully embrace the loves of this time and place.
Oh, so that's what, right on for me on that, boy.
And what I would say to that is take this year to do as much release work as you can, as you need to really clear your heart of any residue, any pain, any discomfort, any wounding that you might still be carrying around with you, so that you can absolutely fully embrace the loves that are waiting to show up for you. Those are loves you already have, but you could go deeper with knowing them, and new loves that are coming into your life as well.
What a special gift, Megan.
You're welcome.
That is so very special. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
And, you know, it does really, when I think about this idea of gift giving, we wake up some days as if things have always been in existence. But gift giving has a history.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that, if we could.
I love talking about the history of gift giving, because what I've been noticing, especially over the last 10 years or so, is that there's an enormous amount of cynicism, especially at this time of the year, around the expectation that over the holidays, especially if you're celebrating Christmas, that you are going to be receiving gifts. And when this discomfort or disgruntledness first started to show itself, mostly in my immediate family, actually, but also people around me, I felt quite sad about that because I love giving gifts. And for me, you know, I could give you a compliment and you could disregard the compliment and I'd be okay with that. But if I gave you a gift, a really heartfelt gift, and you rejected that gift, that would be hurtful. I would find that hurtful because the expression of the gift, it's not how much it cost. It's not the materialism of it. It's the gesture, which is this incredibly ancient, as far back as probably before we even came down from the trees. Mm-hmm. As a form of communication to express something that sometimes we don't have words to be able to express.
Yeah.
If we look to nature, we see that lots of other animals do this. Birds do this all the time. The male bird builds this beautiful nest or creates this beautiful landscape. There's one bird, I wish I could think of its name right now, but hopefully somebody can find it for us. He creates this whole boudoir and he finds these pretty things that he picks up and brings back, like a spoon or a sparkle or something like that, in order to make his space the most attractive for his mate. Mammals do this all the time too. And our primate cousins do this all the time. So there's this very, very long history of gift as an expression of gratitude or of acknowledgement. Gift giving also has a history, though, of manipulation. I was trying to find the word, not tithing. Tithing is when we give back a percentage, but it's more, tribute.
Right.
Right. So you have to give the gift to the king or the queen if you are the conquered nation. So there's that level of gift giving. There's the level of gift giving around expectation, especially between men and women, or those who are in control and those who aren't in control, the power over.
Like in power, those that are in power.
That's right. Yeah.
At many levels. Yeah.
At many levels. Yeah. The generosity of the gift, but with the expectation that you will pay them back in some way, which really isn't a gift after all, but that's one
of the ways in which
we see it. And even when we look to the Christian tradition of the baby Jesus receiving gifts from the wise men, which I'm pretty sure Mary would have preferred something a little more practical than silver and gold, but nonetheless, that has become part of the tradition in giving gifts at Christmas time, the honoring of that relationship between the three wise men and Jesus. And however that story lands for you, the point for today's conversation is that tradition of giving gifts.
Yeah.
Where I think we can do some healing work is around the wounds that we might be carrying from those traditions and really unraveling where we feel authentically honored when we receive something and we feel authentically in gratitude when we give something, as opposed to the Costco expectation of gift giving that does happen around this time of the year quite often, the one-upmanship, all that. I think we've lost touch with the sacredness of the original tradition and intention that human beings developed, this idea of giving gifts to express something that was really special to them.
Yeah, I think, I mean, one of the things that I love about what we're talking about is each tradition has a variation of this. For example, when I was in Hawaii and I would visit Hawaii quite often, I actually was introduced into that culture by a very close friend at the time. And I learned about Madame Pele, who rules, right? And so unlike other traditions, you think you're in Hawaii, you got to sit down and maybe give her a flower. No, a bottle of gin and cigarettes. Those were like right there, right? So this idea of gift giving is if we could get, like you said, our hearts in a place of receiving, giving, receiving, giving.
Yeah.
Isn't it an energy unlike anything else, really?
It absolutely is an energy unlike anything else. And when we are able to look at it from the perspective of this is energy that we have the capacity to give and receive, I think that we can take a lot of the burden that we've attached to the idea of gift giving and receiving away from that interaction. So instead of it being an exchange, it becomes an interaction. It becomes a reflection. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I love about Christmas morning, just, and we do celebrate Christmas, and we celebrate solstice, and we celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I start. I mean, honestly, my birthday is like an excuse to start to celebrate every tradition exactly. in the month of December.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, one of my favorite things is the stocking, because in our family, the stocking is anonymous, right? So it's Santa who fills our stocking. There's no strings attached to the gifts that go in the stocking. It's anonymous. And so that, for me, has always been the lighter, more fun part of that Christmas morning, is because I get to receive and I don't have to worry about who gave me that and am I being appropriately thankful for the gift, or do I have to go into my relationship with my mom and assure the person that it's okay, I love it, I love it, I love it. I just get to be gleeful and enjoy these wonderful little trinkets and beads and have fun with it.
Oh,
that's,
man,
one of my favorite parts of that anonymous giving.
Oh my gosh, you just brought up a hot button I got to ask you about.
Oh, okay.
It's a hot button. And I know we're going to talk about it when we come back from break, but I got to talk about it now.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a situation where you get some, okay, this is like me in my past. You ever been in a situation where you get somebody a gift and, you know, you do in the gift exchange and you give them the gift. Mm-hmm. And you, here you've got this gift and it's, I don't know what it is. It's a book. Let's okay. say you spent 3 months trying to find the perfect book and you give them a book.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and they give you a gift and it's like this diamond studded bracelet. And you're thinking, wait a minute, I now have performance anxiety. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the psychology of giving and receiving and how performance anxiety has very little to do with it unless you make it to do with it. Playing on the edge. Here we are. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the mental process that happens now with giving and receiving. You know, what is it about this unconditional, anonymous Santa character that opens up the door for anything? Mm. And then we come along and create the box. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Hi. I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways, will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem. So look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
Oh, you did not say that, Benny.
I got it out of there.
Yeah, but I could hear that coming out of my mouth.
That was radical.
That's like me. 50 Cent making birthday a whole new day for us here. Megan, before we go ahead, I want to talk about a couple things. One, mm-hmm. I want to talk about the intuitive energy massage practitioner certification. I want to talk about that because that is something out of the box. So we're talking a little bit out of the box. That's out of the box in that you've created now a way to connect something that's so powerful. This feeling of massage and touch is so powerful. Mm-hmm. But there has been a missing piece and you've now integrated. So I want to talk a little bit about that. And I also want to talk about how people can find out more about you, your website, YouTube, all of the above. But let's talk about this intuitive energy part.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Intuitive energy massage is the name that I've given to this healing technique that I've created out of probably the last 12 years of my own work, lots of different healing modalities that I have been trained in, as well as this powerful piece of intuition that brings into the practitioner's awareness an understanding of the landscape, the energetic landscape of their client's body. And for the client's part, the receiver of this amazing technique is given the opportunity to really let themselves get out of the way at the physical level in order to really embrace their emotional and energetic experiences that their body is holding. It's a complex system that I've managed to create into a very usable method of delivery, I guess would be the word. So
yeah,
yes, there's massage, there's acupressure in the hands and the feet, and we do hands-on, and we are in this process of moving energy and listening to the stories and the wounding. And it's interesting because in my description that I have online on my website, which is meganedge.ca for IEM, I talk about birthdays. I talk about what's it like if, as a child, like in my case, I grew up with having these wonderful birthdays. I love birthdays. I think everybody should celebrate their birthday. My husband has a different experience. His grandmother died in a car crash on one of his birthdays when he was quite young. And that has stayed with him. He doesn't like birthdays. He doesn't want the celebration because of that wound. And so both of us are holding those experiences in our bodies.
Yeah. Wow.
And for the healing piece, it shows up in where the body is holding it. And then as through an intuitive energy massage treatment, we can understand the source of however it's showing up in the physical body and then do what's necessary to move the energy so that that is no longer a trigger into a sense of vulnerability.
That's actually what we are talking about today. You know, when we talk about the psychology of this, there is a psychology. And thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I had to learn, and I was very grateful to meet Linda. And this is the Linda, I love you dearly, but I met Linda's parents, and her parents taught me so many things. But if I had to pick one thing, it was heart-opening generosity at every level, level. I mean, from the first time I met Joan to the last time, and the whole family is like that.
Yeah.
And I think for me, I never in my life, I had never been treated with so much graciousness and generosity, not just around holidays and gift giving, but on a regular basis. And that really talks to the fact that with that receiving, and I had to learn how to look, I mean, when it came to Joan and Bjorn, her mom and dad, What did I have to learn to receive? Because I'm like, why are they giving me these gifts?
Right.
And then, so let's talk about this idea of receiving.
Yeah.
And how many times their gifts brought tears to my eyes. Is it love?
It can be. It can be what we were talking about before as a form of communication to express something that we don't have the words to say as a demonstration. Is it in and of itself love, the giving of a gift? Is that love? I don't know. I think it can be loving. I think if it's, I love you and I wanted you to have this beautiful thing because when I saw it, I thought of you, you came into my mind, then that's a connection, certainly, between loving and the expression of love. When it can become manipulative and wounding is when the gift is given to placate or to get someone to behave properly. Mm. It's like a bribe.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it can become very, very wounding. And certainly if anyone's been in an abusive relationship where after an abuse has occurred, a gift is given to demonstrate how much they love you and that they're never going to do it again, you know how disingenuous that is. And that's going to set up a pattern, an energetic pattern in the body of rejection of anything that looks like a gift, whether it's a physical gift or an emotional gift, because it's not safe, right? Because there's so many strings attached to it. And this is where we can do this unraveling of the expectations that we are carrying around in ourselves that we may not even be aware of. That's where something like an IEM treatment, it would be so phenomenal to pull those beliefs about ourselves out and up to the surface where we can look at them. If we can do that, if we're willing to do that, then we can heal these relationships, these knee-jerk reactions, these triggers that we can go into very easily around this whole idea of gift giving, like you were describing before the break. You know, you give them a beautiful book and they give you a diamond bracelet. Well, what do you do with that? How do you navigate that?
Well, let's talk about what we try to do with that. What we try to do is give it back. I mean, right? I mean,
yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, really, our own sense of worthiness would have us do something sometimes with gift giving and receiving that could be extraordinarily painful.
Yeah.
To the people that are giving. And that is the cycle. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has their own version of, I'm not good enough to receive it.
Right. Yeah. We have an exercise that we do in the Confident Healer, which is my healer's program.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to the chapter on manifesting, the module on becoming a master manifester and learning how to create these lives for ourselves that we've spent the previous 9 months in the program getting to, that understanding of what we are worthy of. And it is this, what would you do if you found a quarter on the road? Would you pick it up and put it in your pocket? Or would you try to find whose it was? Most people would put it in their pocket. What about a $10 bill? What about a $50 bill? What if you found a suitcase with $10,000 in it? What would you do? And moral questioning aside, whether you would take it to the police station or mm-hmm. not, it's what is your initial response finding, right? A gift with no strings attached. The universe gave it to you. Do you reject it at a certain level where you decide, I can't do this. This is not for me. I am not deserving of this amount. But this amount I'm comfortable with. $10, I'm good. I'll take that. But $10,000, I can't take that. I can't accept that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I know that, you know, and I want to talk about this for a minute. And please share as much or as little as you'd like. You know, you are generously giving. You're always giving. You're giving to your students. You're giving to the people you work with. We are excited that we're going to be working with you to branch out with your own show. And you're kind of like me, where I love this idea of inviting family and friends. And here's an example. I like to take time off during the holiday for creative time.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I'm just saying to everybody, I'm not going to be on air, I love inviting people to fill in for me and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how over time it's been an evolution of when Linda goes to do that, what the responses are. Now, we don't get that much anymore. Mm-hmm. But there used to be this idea is, okay, you're gifting us this on her hour. And what do I have to do for that?
Yeah, right. What's that going to cost me? Is anything in life for free? I was so excited when I got that call from Linda. I felt so honored. And the first words out of my mouth were, yeah, okay. Before I could stop and think, oh, wait a minute, what am I going to talk about for an hour? Never mind that I teach for 6 hours in a row when I do my workshops, right? But there's that moment of, but I love doing this with you. This is such a tremendous gift that we've been able to work together all year. And I love that we get to do this as well as me getting my feet wet in a solo show.
Yeah.
I was so excited. And the thing is, I didn't once think to ask her, do I have to pay for this?
Yeah, exactly.
That didn't even cross my mind until this second, but I'm assuming no, because I'm not.
No.
I know, because that's the beautiful gift, right? But yes, it can come as a surprise, I think, for a lot of people when they receive generosity and they're not sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I am very insistent on is that my students understand that when I say to them, I will support you 100% so that your business can thrive because the world needs healers, goddammit, and get out there and be that healer. I will promote you. I will share your events. I will give you resources. I'm here for you. Let me help you succeed. Some people jump in right away and that's awesome. Some people are like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm just going to go over here and not participate in that.
Yeah.
And there's lots of reasons for that. And none of it's about me. I mean, I'm not taking it personally, but I do then wonder, I want to know what's going on there that you maybe you don't feel ready. Totally fine. Maybe you feel like this can't be real, or maybe there's some deserving issues in there that we could look at. We could heal that.
Yeah.
Because I want to share with the world these healers. I know there's enough healing that needs to be done in the world. And the gift that I can give is to help these women and some of my male students as well get out in the world and be a confident healer. That's the biggest gift that I could give them. Whether they choose to accept it or not is up to them.
Yeah.
And I think if we can discharge that energy between I give, therefore I have to receive, I think we could be a lot more authentic in our giving and receiving.
Yeah. I mean, if we can't get past holding giving in hostage, in a hostage state. See, I think that if we give with an expectation, it's not giving. See, I studied the exchange theory for 8 years, promises and exchange theory for 8 years. That is not giving.
Yeah.
Right? That's I'm going to do this in exchange for you to do this. Right. And so this is really talking about not necessarily the giving part, but what part of us shuts down and cannot receive it.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of it is we've been taught that it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That somehow if we receive, then we're being vain, perhaps, or we're being selfish. Right. It's better to give, 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 give. You know, it's interesting because when you were saying to the audience how I give so much, I could feel a little part of myself going, yeah, oh, God. Here's the thing that I've had to learn over the years in which I make sure my healers understand to the best of my ability. You have to receive. There has to be an energy exchange. And if that's the money that your client pays you for the session that they've had with you, awesome. In addition to that, you receive something, some piece of information, some bit of guidance from the session you've done with them because they've come to see you to receive and there's something that's similar between the two of you. So you receive, then you're not going to get exhausted.
Yeah. No.
But you cannot just give and give and give and give and give because you will get sick. Mm-hmm. That will be your wake-up call. Some people give till they die. But what a shame that they didn't receive. They didn't let other people feel as good about giving to them as they feel about giving to others.
Jessica calls last night and says she's went to Montana. And Jessica's back, everybody. Yahoo! went to Montana. She came back and she calls and she says, can I come over? And I said, okay, why are you coming over? And she said, can I come over? I have got a gift. So she comes over and she had remembered me talking about the fact that it's really difficult to get a really good grass-fed steak here from, right?
Yeah.
What does she bring me from Montana?
I love it.
Two steaks and short ribs. She's awesome. Hauled back frozen from Montana. And I mean, people may be thinking, really, Pat, that made your day. The fact that you remembered that, though.
Yeah. It's the gesture. That's the that's the language of giving and receiving that we were talking about on the break.
Yeah.
And for couples or friends or whoever the interaction is between, if you don't know the language of expectation or the language of love or gift giving and receiving the other person has, you may not recognize the gift when it's given to you.
And, you know, this hour has flown by, but that is what we're talking about today. Talk to us a little bit from your perspective, you know, what this journey of receiving is about for you. And thank you for bringing this topic and thank you for the birthday. And we have a very special birthday gift that we're going to post on social media after the show. Thanks. Thanks to you know who did that special dance for me. Is that we're going to do it, right?
We're going to do it. You bet.
And a special birthday dance with a boa we're going to post on Facebook.
And spoiler alert, it's not me.
No, it's not. It's not. And it's not me, folks.
No, that's right.
So, the journey.
My journey. Yes. You know, I came out of a lot of wounding around receiving. I was pretty good at giving. I learned that one really well. But the receiving, really genuinely receiving without feeling guilt, without feeling resentment, without feeling like I've got to make it my gift giving back better or at least the same. I feel like I've had the capacity over the last number of years, especially as I've been doing my healing work, to really soften into this idea of giving and receiving and to not take it so seriously because it's no longer a medium of exchange to demonstrate my love for somebody or how much I appreciate them. We've taken it to a whole different place where now it's just a lot of fun. So this Christmas, for example, we're going to the dollar store and we're getting all of our gifts from the dollar store or the secondhand store. And the funnier, goofier, the better.
Linda loves the dollar store.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So many fun things that you can not get anywhere else.
I know.
You got to wonder who built them, but there you go. So I mean, what I would say to everybody at this time of the year is, can you lighten up? Is it possible? I mean, it might not be possible. You might be in a really complicated family that's got a huge tradition around gift giving, and you're just going to have to toe the line in that family environment. But what about between your friends? Maybe you could practice some radical receiving and allow yourself to be able to simply say, thank you. I really appreciate this. And let yourself sit in that energy of being seen and being acknowledged and being accepted for who you are. And in fact, when we start an intuitive energy massage treatment, before we go silent, the last thing I say to my client is, all that is asked of you is to receive this healing. Because that's the biggest gift that they can give to themselves, is to receive.
My God, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I can tell everybody, did you say yes to Linda?
I did say yes to Linda. I'm on the air next week on the 19th.
Awesome.
Ah!
thank you so much for today. Thank you. What's the website? How can people find out about your classes? All of the above. And thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. You can find me at meganedge.ca, and all the information about the upcoming IEM Level 1 trainings is on the website. We've got a January, February, and a March training coming up. These are 3-day trainings. You'll love it. And trust me, I give all kinds of fun stuff and all kinds of gifties when you come in for the trainings. Confident Healer doesn't start again until September. We're full on into this year's class of Confident Healer. I do have an online program that I'm going to be launching in January, which is called The 8 Steps to Becoming a Master Manifester. I know. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. This is my first time jumping into the online world of giving courses, and I'm so excited to see who shows up, how far the reach can be. We're going to do an 8-week journey into getting rid of, understanding better, and releasing the things that are in your way of receiving, and then helping you to really craft your vision of what you want your life to look like in some way or another. So that's coming up in January. And once we've got all the details figured out, I'll make sure to send it to you so you can send it out.
Yeah, next week she'll talk about it.
I will talk about it next week, in fact.
Awesome. Megan Edge, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Here's what I want to say to all of you. As I've said before, you are the best audience on the planet. I am so grateful for each and every one of you.
Absolutely.
Let's make this a special day for each of us. We'll see you next time.